Okay, special council meeting of the Anna Valley Council, Tuesday, 7th of April 2020. Meeting conduct. This meeting is conducted under arrangements cognizant with the prevailing COVID-19 emergency and the provisions of the COVID-19 Disease Emergency Act 2020. An audio recording of this council meeting, except for any part held in closed sessions, will be made and made available to the public. Council's conscious of social distancing measures and health advice received from the Department of Health and Human Services, TAS, to slow the spread of COVID-19. Interested members of the community are encouraged to read the minutes of the meeting and listen to the meeting, with a recording being published to Council's website. Public attendance is not to be permitted. I won't worry about security procedures. The notice is on page 3. All those present have been accounted for, correct, Marilyn? Yeah. Correct. We have no apologies. Yeah. We have in attendance, as stated, all councillors. Any declarations of interest?
Yeah.
Nil. Obviously, we don't have public question time. Public questions with notice?
Nil.
Public questions without notice? Nil. Yeah. Okay. Councillor question time. Councillors' questions with notice?
Nil. Yeah.
Councillor questions without notice?
Could I be a declaration of interest if I've got a business?
You can go back one, Andy. That's probably relevant. Actually, now you say that. And I probably should do the same because I'm a ratepayer of the Meander Valley, as I guess most councillors are.
We all are.
Yeah, can I jump in?
Yep.
You there, one?
Deputy Mayor.
Yeah, this affects a whole lot of our municipality, so I think that a declaration of interest would be a bit not fitting for this.
Right.
I think Councillor Kelly is correct that the Act would probably allow this to occur anyway, because the benefit that might accrue is to a class of people, etc.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Sinfield. Councillor King.
Yeah, question. Wouldn't it be the same as us all making decisions on behalf of the community with regard to rates?
Yeah, I imagine we actually
set our rates, because that affects each and every one of us as well.
Does. So we won't take your declaration of interest, Councillor Sheriff. Thank you for that. Give us some discussion on that one. Thank you. Good question to ask, though. Okay, Governance 1. You are looking at the Community Care and Recovery Package, COVID-19 pandemic. So the recommendations are there from 1 to 9. And you'll have to take me back to the screen, Marilyn, so I can see who may well want to move or second. Thank you. Would somebody like to move that as it stands? Councillor Bower. The second up, Councillor Cameron. Discussion, Councillor Bower. Councillor Temple.
Thank you.
Could we please see the motion? Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Bower.
Councillor Susie Bower. I believe that this is a very comprehensive package that touches on many elements in the community that is within our remit and our responsibility. The package provides some relief for people doing it tough in our businesses and within our community. I think it's important that we have provided a response, but we have also looked beyond the response phase to recovery and how we might help to rebuild once the emergency phase has ended. I would particularly like to thank the council team, both staff and my fellow councillors, who have all had input into this package. In particular, I would like to acknowledge the General Manager, who has shown great leadership and empathy through these unprecedented times, especially given started in late January. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Cameron, do you have anything to add?
Sorry. Thank you.
Look, I support the motion as it is. There's been some discussion about who should and shouldn't be included. But I think that the council staff have probably come up with the best option, I guess, of how we can support these people. It's obviously some pretty difficult times and things are changing quite rapidly. So I guess we might have to adapt. Sorry, cue the 10-month-old as things go on. But I will support it as it is.
Thank you, Councillor. Discussions from any other councillors, please.
Through you, Mayor.
Deputy Mayor Kelly.
Look, very happy with what's before us. I think between Susie and Steph, they've summed it up nicely.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Councillor Temple.
I'm against the exclusion of medical practices and pharmacies.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors wanting to make any comments?
Yes, I would concur with Rodney Sinfield. I would concur with Councillor Temple. I don't believe that we should have included surgeries and chemists in the list. I realise there is an alternate mechanism that whereby they might come to us for support, but I would rather that, you know, they're busy enough as it is, and they're on the front line as like never before, and it's my view that, you know, if we don't know the answer, but if one of the doctors or one of the pharmacists or their associates go down, will that practice, be required to go into isolation for a period of time? I would just think it would send the right message to not have included them in the exclusion categories.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion from councillors? No.
Yes.
Councillor Knott.
I have mixed feelings on this one. I can see advantages both for and against. I would, in the first instance, support the issue with Councillor Temple and Councillor Sinfield.
Thanks, Councillor Knott. I'd like to say on my part that having gone through the workshop last week and come up with a package which is all but 1.7 million, that there are some, as we've heard prior, that will be not excluded, that potentially should be excluded. There is provisions for hardship. This is a 6-month rate and recovery package that we're looking at. And of course, there will be others that will come out of the woodwork. So while we're trying to do the best that we possibly can, we haven't gone potentially as hard as some of our neighbouring municipalities have with exclusions and exemptions. So I'll be supporting the motion as it stands. Thank you. So if there's no further discussion then, Marilyn, if you take us back to the main screen, please. I'm actually going to go round the councillors and ask for a yes or a no for the motion so that we can record it as we see fit. So I'm actually going to work in a clockwise motion, and for me clockwise is starting with Councillor Bauer.
Yes.
Thank you. That's for the motion. Councillor Cameron.
Yes.
For the motion. Councillor Kelly.
It's a yes.
Councillor King. Councillor King.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Councillor Kelly, got yours. Councillor King.
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor Knott.
No.
Thank you. Councillor Sheriff.
Yes, Councillor Sheriff.
Thank you. Councillor Temple.
No.
Thank you. Councillor Sinfield.
Yes. Councillor
Sinfield. Yes, and for myself, yes, for myself. Thank you. Marilyn, the motion is passed on that basis. Thanks, councillors. Governance 2 is on page 16. So the recommendation is there. Do I have somebody to... sorry. We'll wait till we're back up. So I have somebody to move governance to. Howard, sorry, we've just... there we go. Yeah, got you, Councillor Bower. I saw your hand go up. Now, just got to wait for the screen to come back up. Just need the other screen, Marilyn, so I can see the seconders and so forth, please. Okay, that's the one we want. Thanks, Marilyn. So I've got a mover of Councillor Bower. Somebody like to second this motion? Councillor Kelly. As the mover, Councillor Bower. Discussion?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I think that although there are circumstances that we are waiting for a model hardship policy to come from Legat, I think it is extremely important that we pass this today so that we have something in place until we receive that policy, which is going to be later in April. So I think there is a definite need to have something in the interim.
Thanks, Councillor. Deputy Mayor Kelly, as a seconder of the motion.
Yes, look, concur with Councillor Bower. I think shows that we're on the front foot and that we're moving and we're not sitting stagnant. So very much in favour of it.
Thank you. Any other discussion from councillors? Councillor Knott.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Knott, I agree that the key points that are mentioned, I think, are very deserving. And I think that for the municipality, the best interest of the municipality, we are concerned about the welfare of those in this hard provision. So I would support it.
Thank you. Any other discussion, councillors? Councillor Sinfield, so I can't see your hand if it's up or down. Any discussions, Councillor Sinfield?
No, other than the reservation, which I should have raised earlier about, or I did an email about the reference to the Director of Corporate Services. Council delegates to the GM and the General Manager then delegates to others. But apart from that, I have no issue, given that we'll see a new policy hopefully in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you. Councillors, any other discussion? No? Well, from my point of view, again, the recommendation is there. It's been worked through. Again, we may well have a recommendation coming forward on the 21st of April through Legat, who's talking with state government. But in the meantime, as Councillor Bower said, this is something that we've come forward with and need to show some leadership for our ratepayers and our residents. I'll be supporting the motion. So. And on that basis, if there's no further discussion, I will put the motion. And again, I'll go around, but I'll start with Councillor Sinfield this time. Yes. Yes, thank you, Councillor Sinfield. Councillor Bower?
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Cameron?
Yes.
Yep. Deputy Mayor Kelly?
It's a yes from the Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Knott?
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor King?
Councillor Knott?
Yes.
Councillor Sheriff?
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor Temple?
Yes.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Oh, yes, sorry. Yes. Yes for me. I forgot. Okay, Governance 3. Appointment of Acting General Manager. Recommendation. Recommends the council on 4 points. Establish, approves and notes. Don't move any motions yet, people, because I can't see you, so we'll wait for this one to come up. There you are. Okay, Governance 3, would somebody like to move the motion, please? Councillor King.
I can move that one. Thanks.
Somebody like to second? Councillor Sheriff, thank you. As the mover of the motion, Councillor King, would you like to speak?
Thank you. I'd like to think that we're all going to be careful enough and that our general manager is not going to succumb to COVID-19. But this is a very proactive measure and forward thinking to ensure that as a community, we are protected by having a leadership plan in place. So more than happy to support this.
Thanks, Councillor King. Councillor Sheriff, any discussion as the seconder of the motion?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Considering how good a job he did while he was filling in, I find it very appropriate.
Thanks, Councillor. He has got a smile on his face, even though you can't see. Okay, any other discussion from councillors? Councillor Sinfield, you're happy with the motion as it stands?
Yes.
Can we see the motion, please?
If I may clarify, we added in that word at the end of note 4.
Yes. Adjustment was on note 4 that, approves and over. So, recommendation that council adopt point 1 is approves temporary succession arrangements. And then at the very end of dot 4, at the very end of the one that starts with notes, COVID-19 disease emergency is declared over, full stop.
Yep, thank you. Yes.
Thanks, Councillor. And I forgot to say at the start that I'm at the council chambers and 7 councillors are Zooming in and Councillor Sinfield is coming in by phone for those that may listen to this in the future. Okay, no other discussion? If not...
Yes.
Yes, sorry, Councillor Temple.
Yes, Councillor Temple. Have the 3 gentlemen, namely the General Manager and Mr. Harmy and Mr. DePaoli, been in the same room within the last fortnight?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes.
If they have been in the same room together in the last fortnight, at any time, this could be unworkable.
Yes, Councillor, I guess it could be, but how long's a piece of string? Although we do know how long a piece of string is, don't we? We have it and measure half or something.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, if you're a pharmacy, you really need to have 2 groups of people. So if one goes down, the B team or the second team comes in. A lot of industries have 2 groups in silos, even 3 groups, that never see each other face to face, just so the organisation can operate.
Councillor, I don't know that we're such a large...
We have a succession plan, but it will fail as soon as someone is ill because the others will have to be quarantined.
Yeah. Well, I understand what you're getting at, Councillor. I don't know that we are a large enough team to... potentially be able to put that into place, and while we've been abiding by all the recommendations coming from federal and state government, I guess it is the directors who make those calls. Councillor, I don't know whether Jim, if you want to add anything to that.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, in an ideal world we'd have separation, but the Mayor's comments, we are a small organisation, we have a range of single point sensitivities, and this is not designed to manage the requirement to go into isolation for 14 days. This is for when the general manager role is left vacant from confirmed illness and an inability to undertake the job. So during 14 days of isolation, both the general manager and the directors will be able to conduct their business and responsibilities remotely, working from home. This is about myself becoming so ill that I'm unable to perform those duties either in the office or at home, and then presumably the 2 director roles are the succession arrangements around that. Going beyond those 2 directors, we have another 2 directors in terms of Matthew and Lynette that are able to step up to that plate as well. So there's built-in redundancy. It's not perfect. Nothing else, nothing around COVID-19 is perfect, but we're doing the best we can in terms of succession, and there's a practical limit to that.
Thanks, General Manager. Hopefully that goes a long way to answering your question, Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, I will put it to the vote, and we've had a rotation on our screens of councillors, so I'll go to Councillor Sheriff first. Are you in favour of the motion?
Yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Knott?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Councillor Kelly?
Yes, Deputy Mayor Mick.
Yes. Councillor Cameron?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Councillor Sinfield?
Rodney Sinfield, yes I am.
Thank you. Councillor Temple?
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor King?
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor Bower?
Yes.
Yes, and yes for myself too. Marilyn, thank you. Okay, on that basis, there is no more business. I will declare the meeting closed. Thank you for your attendance, councillors. It's an interesting way of conducting a meeting, but we got through it. We'll no doubt get easier, so